Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the queen of flowing mountains to the south held by the shore, she's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all.
Welcome back. Listen, Eye on the Outdoors. This is your host, Ray Eye. For all of my great, wonderful listeners, there's a lot of heroes out there in the outdoors, and so many of those are now in the Legend of the Outdoors Hall of Fame. So what I'm going to do in this segment is bring some interviews that I was able to capture down in Nashville, Tennessee, of some of the greats in fishing and hunting. And I think you're really going to enjoy hearing from your heroes. In this segment, we've got the spokesperson for the National Wild Turkey Federation and helps MC the legends, Miss Brenda Ballantyne, the First Lady of Hunting. We have my old friend, Mr. Mike Morgan, in this segment. Denny Brar, Missouri boy, original Missouri boy, fishing legend. Be great to hear from Denny and what he has to say. And these are just little short interviews I did real quick with each of these, and I'm really a fortunate person in the outdoor industry because I know all these folks I'm interviewing personally through working with them in the outdoor industry. Then we're going to visit with O'Neill Williams, and there's a piece of work, this guy. He's been in radio as long as anybody I know, and then a wonderful man that I know so many of you listeners are really going to enjoy hearing from, Mr. Hank Parker. What a fun guy. What a great guy and a legend in the outdoors. So with that, let's get started, and I'll intro each of our interviews for your listening enjoyment, this segment with the legends. Here we go.
You'll never guess who's sitting here with me at Bass Pro Shops Meet and Greet, a legend, Brenda Ballantyne. Hey, girl.
Hey, how are you, Ray?
Well, I'm good, boy. I every time I see you, I think about years ago at one of the turkey shows where we all sat in the bar and had some lemonade and that. You remember that time we did that?
No, I don't. You must have spiked my lemonade.
Here we are back again in Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame. This is going to be a great event this year, isn't it?
It certainly is. I look forward to this every year.
Oh, great time, great time. I saw on Facebook just recently you guys were kind of like relaxing around the farm, taking it easy, not getting into a bunch of work.
Yeah, oh well, that was one day. I took a day off, man. It's rained every day in Tennessee. I've been bush hogging every day. I've not been traveling on the road promoting hunting. I've been on that John Deere tractor just slinging grass and trying to get my food plots ready and
awesome.
Doing the farming thing.
Yeah, Brenda Ballantyne, wow. We've had some great events and great outdoor, all kinds of things. I mean, we've been to every kind of hunting show and TV show and radio show and rider events and industry show. And it all came down to the very end. He was elected into and selected to go into the Hall of Fame. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, you know, you live your whole life doing this, and you don't start out doing it thinking you're ever going to get in a Hall of Fame. It's just one of those things, you know, people don't plan on getting old or getting fat or getting ugly, but, you know, it just happens, you know. And one day, there you are, and here we are, members of the Hall of Fame.
One of the coolest things I remember in the industry, Brenda, is when you got with Bass Pro with the Redhead team and went in there and could out hunt, out walk, and out shoot the boys. I thought that was awesome.
I had to, or they wouldn't let me play.
That's awesome. Well, it's always great to see you, my friend. Good to see you here again at Bass Pro Shop. We're
going
to have a big time. Oh,
yes,
tomorrow's going to be awesome, isn't it?
It is.
And thanks for that hug a while ago. That was pretty awesome.
I like big hugs.
Yeah, you do. Hey, I did talk about you. One more thing. I did talk about you one time on my radio show. We called you. We were talking to you. You was at a hotel room, and I told him on the show, I said, well, Brenda, you ain't going to believe this, but we're doing our show in our underwear this morning. You came back with, well, that's good because I'm sitting on the edge of the bed in my underwear, too.
That's right. Heck yeah. When you're doing those, you know, hotel room interviews, it's just, you know, proud it ain't TV.
All right. Thank you, Brenda.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Okay.
First Lady of Hunting, Miss Brenda Ballantyne. How much fun was that? Now we're going to go to our next interview with Mr. Mike Morgan. Here we go.
Hey, we had this next guest on our radio show just recently, Mike Morgan with Mojo. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Ray?
Great. Where's the cowboy hat?
It's in the truck.
We're here at Bass Pro Shops talking about the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame. Got a quick question for you, my friend.
Shoot.
What's it feel like, and what do you think about being inducted to the Hall of Fame?
You know, it's something extra special. You know, when I got into this business about the same time you did, 25, 30 years ago, this was never on my list. You know, it was something that, that you know, you dream of, but you just never realize it's going to happen. And then when it does, you're just kind of overwhelmed.
It is overwhelming.
It is.
Look at some of the names that's been inducted in this. And I'm not talking about me, okay?
Look, there's a lot of them, and there's a lot of good ones in there. You know, it's a small crowd right now. It'll grow every year. But I'm privileged. You know, I've lived a dream. I was in the corporate world for a long time, got out, and who knew?
Yeah, it started, what was one of the first television shows with Kurt Gowdy?
American Sportsman, that was back in the 70s.
Right.
And I watched that, no, it was in the 60s.
Yeah, it was.
That was 65 or 66, because I was like 11. I just turned 61, so that had to be in 64, 65. And I watched that show, you know, and I said, you know, how do you make a living doing that? And I never figured I'd do it. You know, I wanted to be a millionaire. I'm happy with being a thousandaire. If I can just keep this thousandaire thing going, I'll be all right.
That's awesome, Mike. Well, congratulations for being inducted in Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame.
I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, brother.
Good to see you again, buddy.
You too, my friend. Always.
Our next interview, Denny Brar, fishing legend.
Okay, I'm back here at Bass Pro Shops. I'm visiting at the meet and greet with some of the inductees of the Legend of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. This name is known a little bit in the fishing world, Mr. Denny Brar. Hey, Denny.
I appreciate that, Ray. Thank you.
I got a quick question for you. We got lots going on. What's it feel like, and how do you feel about being inducted in Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame?
Well, it's a true honor. I mean, you look at some of the people that have been inducted over the past few years, and look at the people that are being inducted with me this time, and how could you not be happy about that? In a way, it makes you feel a little bit old, I guess, because you had to be around a while to accomplish something to get in.
I was trying to think a while ago, last time we had you on my radio shows, probably 15 years ago or maybe more.
It's been a while. You know, we've since moved to Texas.
Yeah.
We live down on Lake Amstead, down by Del Rio now, so you get another gun guarding the border, put it that way.
I like that. I like that a lot. Well, we're going to have to do this radio thing again. Real quick before we let you go, for all my listeners on the radio, because this is for television and for radio, what's your favorite bass lure this time of year?
Oh, I really like Striking's football jig, the structure jig, fishing it out deep. You know, that's how we catch a lot of them great big fish down there. A lot of them 30, 40 foot deep this time of the year.
Okay, great. Mr. Denny Brar, thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Ray.
Always a pleasure seeing you, my friend.
Appreciate it.
All right, back here at Bass Pro Shops in Nashville, Tennessee, the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame. Look who I found here. You know this O'Neill guy?
We wandered in.
You wandered in. Hey, listen, pretty cool, Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame.
Yes, it is. I'm flattered. I'm excited. I'm surprised. And I guess longevity must have its rewards.
Must have. How many years you been on radio now?
Radio for 23 years.
23 years.
Well, into the 23rd year, correct.
I remember a lot of times going to do my radio show, I'd be listening to you all the way on the other side of the country at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. That WSB signal at 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. on Saturday mornings, it was all over.
You know, people don't understand out there, the public, radio people, early morning radio people, live radio, outdoor people, they're a special breed.
It is indeed very, very special, and I'm always flattered that people will, I'll run into an airport in Detroit, and somebody says, I think I know you. And I say, my name is, I got the voice.
Yeah,
I got the voice. Yeah, in Detroit, Michigan, or Buffalo, New York, for goodness sakes, everywhere.
All right. Well, I'm saying, Louis, but I'm right behind you.
That's all right. You'll make it. Just stick around.
What does it mean to you to be elected into the Hall of Fame?
Well, I'm just flattered, really. You know, you think that maybe the outdoors is just a tiny little segment, but then you start realizing that there's 60 million people in the United States. If you were to ask them, are you a fisherman? They will say yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Congratulations again, man.
My pleasure. Okay. I appreciate it.
This next interview is with a guy that's one of a kind, Mr. Hank Parker.
We're back at Bass Pro Shops here in Nashville, Tennessee. Look at the guy I'm with here. Y'all might know this guy, Hank Parker.
Hey, man, what are we doing? Is this fun or what?
This is awesome. How about the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame and the work Gary and those guys are doing?
It is an incredible organization, and I'm very proud to be a little bitty part of that. And this year we got a lot of great inductees, but one is one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, Miss Nina Wood. So I'm really excited about being here for her.
How many years you been fishing now?
Well, I guess I started when I was about 2, and I'm 22, so for about 60 years, I guess.
And, of course, you're doing lots of television stuff. You're doing lots of hunting. Kind of expanded your horizons from fishing, right?
Well, you know, my motto was anything but a real job. So if I can hunt and fish, man, who needs a real job?
All right, I've got one question for you, and I'll let you go, Hank. What's it mean to you to be inducted to Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame?
You know, you look back over the years, and you have got a lot of memories of some wins and some goals that you had set earlier in your life. But really, it comes back down to friendship and camaraderie, and to be able to be inducted into a hall that recognizes people that I love, people that I'm a part of, people that have the same passion for the same outdoor world that I have. It's incredible to be in that fraternity and to be able to have that fellowship and camaraderie. So for me to be there, it is very, very meaningful, and I don't have the words. Webster could probably do it, but I can't. I don't have the words to describe. Just to be a part of a fraternity of people you love, it's an awesome, awesome hall.
Well said. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Hank Parker.